I was working on some new listeners from my Michigan trip. Basically, anytime I go anywhere now, it's almost like a work trip for me where I have to like recruit listeners to the pod, but it's not that hard. People want to.
I don't think I've tried recruiting a single person. No, that's definitely not true. Two people.
It just like comes up naturally. People are like, oh, you do a pod? I'm like, yeah, we talk about shit.
Oh, I avoid talking about that at all costs.
I actually kind of forget about it too.
You don't say. You forget about it so much that you don't even do the homework half the time.
Hey, let's not cut
I do
this material.
Oh, is it a roast?
Wait, so Kevin, when you're pitching these people, do you like watch them listen to it, or how do you do this?
I kind of just try to. Undersell it. They just like, what do you do a pod about? And just say, just me and my friends from a long time ago talk about things we watched or listened to. And I say, it's not a bad listen if you got some free time. I always say that it's not a good workout pod. It's a better like driving pod. It's just the energy levels aren't high enough for a workout pod. It's more just like talk radio, kind of like Rover's Morning Glory type, Dennis.
Oh, I get it. Thanks.
Doozy.
Bring it to my level. Do you listen to podcasts when you work out?
Yeah, I would say 90% of the time I'm working out, I listen to a podcast.
And are you lifting weights or are you running?
Usually running, sometimes lifting weights, and I just started jump roping, which is my new favorite workout.
So when you're lifting weights and you're listening to a podcast, do you find it hard to get motivated to keep going? Because I sure as hell do. So I like have to listen to music.
So I kind of primed you to ask me about my jump roping there, but you kind of just ignored it. And
because I don't want to hear it. What are you going to tell me, that you flip it over your head and it goes over your feet and you try to jump over it? And you get to like 100 sometimes.
So I wasn't ready to answer your other question. I was just kind of practicing to tell you about my jump roping. So I
don't think we want to hear about it. Everyone knows what jump roping is.
I do it for 20 minutes. Just try to keep going off and on for 20 minutes. It's a great cardio exercise. You don't barely have to leave the house. Bought a jump rope for $5 on Amazon.
When you say barely have to leave the house, what does that mean?
Like,
are you like
that was my
halfway
question
out the
too.
Door? Or are you on your patio? Or
not on my patio. I'm in my parking lot, like my driveway parking lot.
Oh my God.
How does the HOA feel about that?
The main culprit, the guy who hates us, was out doing his gardening, which, by the way, is illegal because he's gardening in HOA territory. So he does not have any right to have a garden there. In fact, he's gardening to block the electrical. What do you call those electrical box? You know, he's like trying to like protect.
The green, big green box or the electrical panel?
No, the green box. So he has like this little garden out there to like make that less
hide it.
But I just want to report him every day. Like, dude, I need to get into that thing every day. Like, this is insanely dangerous.
Do these people?
You have to get into the electrical box every day.
Yeah. Do they own this house or is it just rent?
He's just a retired guy. He does. So 50% of the people in our condominium HOA are renters. The other 50% are owners, and basically they all rent from the same guy who is obviously an owner of many buildings, and they hate that guy because he just kind of is like,
yeah.
But at the same time,
that guy has too much time.
That's what it comes down to. He was like a retired lawyer, probably worked 100 hours a week, and now he's just like looking to find excitement from anything, which sucks because it's like
you should just have a kid
or play video games or something. Like, just stop, leave everybody else alone.
Develop an addiction or something.
Yes, there's so many fun addictions to have, and he's sitting there just writing emails, angry emails all day. Okay, speaking of addictions, today what I'm now kind of tentatively promoting as what could be either A, Dennis's last pod ever, B, the Pick Freak's last pod ever, and C, Dennis's baby shower. So we're treating this as a funeral slash baby shower because we don't know what happens after this kid comes three kids.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it does not seem like this is gonna.
I was thinking about it and how we can make this thing go on.
It's solely up to you, because me and Kevin, I think, are still in to keep doing it.
All good on my end.
I feel
so
weird.
What are you
gonna
do,
too?
Dennis? Dennis can't wait for this baby to come because he has one. He has a new responsibility, but can trade out an old responsibility.
Yeah, I think the big issue with this pod is it fucks up my sleep like really bad for one day. That's the big problem.
Oh my god,
fucks up my sleep really bad for one full day. Gosh, that's gonna be
so
awful.
I think the other thing too is
I feel like
all the things I really all the things I really want to talk about get really shot down, and so
we gotta
the things okay. I'm really excited about.
Yeah, can apologize for Amadeus. That's how you say it, right? Like the song
Amadeus.
Is that where Amadeus. That song is that song in that movie?
I think it was popularized. It wasn't in that movie, but I think it came out around the same time, just because, like, I think it was an 80s movie and that song was really popular in the 80s. So I admit.
Well, it's about Wolfgang Amadeus, Wolfgang or whatever his
name.
Yeah,
and, you know,
Mozart.
I don't think any of our listeners have watched that movie.
Yeah, and I've seen it.
I think that's and I tried watching it. I was like, I don't think there's any chance I could get through 5 minutes of this. And
just to explain it, we sent Dennis for his potential last episode ever, or his hiatus. He can pick whatever he wants. And after much debate, we settled on the 1980 classic Amadeus. I think it's a 2.5-3 hour movie, which I've seen already. I enjoyed, but I have zero interest in going to rewatch.
I would just love to just rewatch and talk about it. I just feel like the music. I love that air, and like the music in it. And I don't know. I just want to talk about it. It was gonna be that or Barry Lyndon, which is like the same.
Can't
sort
you just
of
pick
air.
Bridgerton, like something that everybody wants to talk about?
We said you could be selfish, but you needed to be like selfish in a way that other people have seen.
You still have to gauge our interest a little bit, so we're excited to, and I just couldn't bring myself to. I just didn't have. I really didn't have time.
I love the pick, Dennis, that you went with that one, and you thought that we'd actually watch it, but it just
I was really excited to talk about it. I've never really gotten to talk about it. I mean, I guess Kevin, you've watched it, but to do a deep dive on it.
Yeah.
Something I wanted.
Yeah.
This is Dennis's way of breaking up with us and saying that it's not my fault. It's actually your guys' fault.
No. I don't want to end the podcast at all.
Okay, well we obviously did not watch Amadeus, and we tried to throw a bone to us, I guess, and Dennis is like, "Okay, can you at least just listen to this album that I really like that you've all listened to? It's the 10th anniversary. We'll just like give it a quick one re-listen. We'll talk about that instead." I couldn't do it, Owen. I just didn't want to.
I didn't know that was really the option either. It seemed like Kevin shot it down so quick to like
he didn't
change
it
that I didn't even. I was like, I don't need to even worry about thinking about doing this one.
For me, it was For me, it was the post-it, and I was thinking about like having to put together the clips in between from that. Like, I love the album, but just to have to be like listening to the, it's a very boring, slow album. To have to like edit that together, I'm like, ugh, this isn't gonna be fun. Or
well, I wanted to talk about like Central Ohio and that sort of vibe that album gives off.
Look, you can go for it. It's your last podcast. Say what
you
want to say.
You can have 30 seconds on Benji by Sun Kil Moon. Go.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carissa killed herself last night in a freak accident fire. That's all I got.
You have 20 more seconds.
That's one of the songs, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the songs.
Oh, Carissa burned to death last night.
Kevin said that we all know that album and like that album. I think I've listened to one song, and I think it was that song. I was like, I don't think I could. This is too boring.
That must have been in a time and place, Owen, where we weren't really connected with you, because like that is definitely like a staple in me and Dennis's relationship, and I know Clymer likes it too. It's a good one.
Hmm. Yeah, this Sun Kil Moon. So this guy produces like two albums a year, and I've tried to keep up. don't really like any of his other albums. He does have a Modest Mouse cover album, which is I like. This album's great because it's like he talks about Central Ohio.
Wadsworth.
What is it? Wadsworth.
Near Canton.
And just like the feeling of the way the songs feel is how I feel what it would be like to live there. It's just kind of like melancholy, boring. This crazy shit happens that's like normalized. Like his cousin dies where an aerosol can blew up in a fire and his cousin dies that like that. And his uncle died the same way. An aerosol can, who's also her grandfather.
This happened in Wadsworth.
Yeah.
Is this that actually
to
happened?
This guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same then, night. No, different
no,
fires.
Like 30 years apart.
Different fires. Years apart. Yeah. Nah, and then he talks about how his dad's friends with this guy, Jim Weiss, who killed his wife with a
my
gun at her bedside.
That's my dad's golf coach.
Oh, Jim Weiss? Yeah. He used to be my dad's golf coach at Columbia Hills.
Yeah. So my dad goes to Jim Weiss too.
Your dads have golf coaches?
Doesn't yours?
No, but my dad's playing the best golf I've ever seen him play after getting his knees replaced. So that's my next plan.
Robot golf.
I'm skipping the coach and going right to the new knees.
That's what we need for next year's
knee replacements.
No A&E classic. Yeah, we all need to get our knees replaced. I got good insurance right now, so this is the time to do it. Dennis, I don't know what his insurance is looking like. Running his own business. You still on leases?
I'm on leases. I actually just got a bill because Freddie injured himself.
A
month ago, and it was like $12,000, and mine, we only had to pay $20.
I was gonna say before. That was gonna say. There's no way that's after insurance.
All right, can I keep this?
But I'm about to
keep
have a kid
moving?
Too.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. Whole pot's about it.
Could be worse. We could be talking about Amadeus.
You know what? If you gave in to Amadeus and just opened your heart and just said, I'm going to let this movie,
I liked this movie.
Dennis, it's what is it with you with like early, is this colonialism era with like Hamilton
like
and Amadeus? Yeah. You like this era a lot. It's potentially like my least favorite era.
I just like how, I don't know, there's something about these long movies. I really like long movies that are just like
tried watching
epics.
Yeah, like tried watching Napoleon and I couldn't get behind
that's
it.
That's a very different. Napoleon's not like Barry Lyndon or Amadeus. Amadeus is a lot more like fun and lighthearted. And
they're eating ice cream at the beginning. And then I don't know what I was like, this is weird. So I turned it off.
All right. We didn't listen to Benji. Dennis, I agree. It's a great album. If you like movies that are like a slice of life that just like take place in a small town, you'll like that album because it's kind of just like that. And I love that stuff. Then we decided, okay, we'll just do what everybody's talking about, The Bear. I didn't even try to put it back on. I didn't even go on Hulu at any point. I just said, I'm not watching The Bear. Dennis, can we do a baby shoot?
Can we just quickly talk about The Bear? Because we probably won't cover
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah, I want to. Dennis,
because I watched the first three episodes of it last night. I really loved the first episode. It was like basically a montage, the entire thing, about everything that he's experienced over the last few years. And it was just set to like the same song.
That's nice.
Throughout it. Yeah. It was a sweet episode.
So people aren't liking this season. Do you have differing thoughts?
I do. I'm kind of sick of when they argue. It's like that gets old. Every
cousin.
While.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, fuck you. No. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you. And it's like, okay, we get it. I like the restaurant stuff more.
It's almost like implied at this point, we know the relationships, like you can like put them in a room together, cut away, and we know what they're talking about and how it's going.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We don't need to actually hear it. I get that.
What do you think, Owen?
Yes, chef. I don't know. I didn't love the first season, but then I really liked the second season, so I was like, okay, I like this show. Third season it's slow. I've gotten I think halfway through by now.
Oh, and I'll give you credit. You made a joke that I haven't seen before, whether intentional or not. You're the first person to see combine Yas Queen and Yes Chef. Was that an original?
Yes, chef.
I think that's funny.
Yes, chef. I can't be the first to do it, but I haven't heard anyone else do it either.
So you arrived at it independently, but it may not be entirely unique.
I do like that because now when I think of yes, chef, I think of yes, queen.
I know. It's so hard to say out loud, though. I'm pod. Yes, I queen. Can do it walking around the house. I could say yes, chef.
Yes, chef. It doesn't really flow. Cause
you have to like shout yes, queen. You can't just talk about it.
Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yes, chef. Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was bad. Sorry.
That was way too loud.
Nothing worse than like when you probably do something. Woke,
yeah. I think you woke up your worse. Kids.
When you do something and someone goes, ooh, right after you do it, makes you feel like a
piece of shit. It was so loud. That was the only reason why.
Okay, baby shower. Today we are here for Dennis's unofficial baby shower. He is having a kid in the next few days. Could be today, tonight, tomorrow, or at the latest July 6th, I believe. And you can't have a baby shower with at least first discussing Netflix's 2024 miniseries, Baby Reindeer. Dennis, I'm four episodes in, maybe four and a half now. The show is so dark and fucked up and good.
Yeah, I really like that show. I really like it's only 30-minute episodes because I like flew through it in like two nights. I did recommend it to my dad, who likes to bring it up. Because there's like some scenes in it that involve transgender people.
Lots of homoeroticism, yeah. Transgender sex, and yeah.
And you can't get past that. So, it's good. Oh, and have you seen it?
I tried watching it. I have a hard time getting into British shows.
Oh, I love British shows. I like modern British shows. Like, I'm almost like similar to Dennis, but like if you give me a show that's set in modern London, I'm hooked. Like, I love the accents. I love the urban setting of London.
And I love when they show bars.
Oh, the pubs in London are so cool.
Yeah.
I got a love-hate relationship with their accent, I think, is the problem. So it takes me a minute to get through. I think I could get hooked to the show. I got to just do one or two episodes before.
Have you been to London, Owen?
No.
I went to London for 3 days with my brother, Matt. Shout out to Matt. And we had just like the best weekend of our lives. And I can't even describe what we did because we just did a bunch of random shit here and there. But like, we would just like go to these pubs and all their beers are low alcohol. So you'll be drinking like what tastes like a really heavy IPA in the US. Like, you'd think it's like 8%, but it's like ends up being like 3.5% in London. So you just like nurse these beers like, you know, for hours at a time. And you just like, it's just the perfect level of just like maintaining a buzz. And we were just hanging out, talking to locals, went to a Tits and Fanny bar.
The hell is that?
Strip club.
Oh, I could probably put two and two together there. Tits and Fanny. It sounded like something else. I don't know what, but.
We stayed at an Airbnb with a guy and his girlfriend. Really awkward.
Wait, you stayed at a combined Airbnb? Like, you got a room, someone else got another room, kind of like a hostel style?
Me and Matt stayed in the same room, like same bed.
Wait, same bed as who? You and Matt, or you and the other the people?
So me, it was a guy's apartment.
This is like a Willy Wonka, Charlie's grandpa situation. There's four people in one bed.
So it was a guy's apartment in Shoreditch, which is like a really popular hipster neighborhood in London. It was a guy's apartment. He was in one room with his girlfriend, and then me and Matt were staying in the other room, and we were like sleeping in the same bed, and we'd like have to wake up in the morning, and like he'd be making coffee.
That is so fucking weird. Like, how much more was it to get like your own room? Like $10 and more?
I think significant. When you get a full place to yourself versus getting a room will cost you like $50 a night. A full place is probably four or five times that.
And Matt was doing the train thing, so it wasn't like he was like staying there for six nights. Like, he just needed a place for three nights, then he was in Copenhagen and stuff.
Yeah, so the classic like train thing. what is that, Kevin?
Didn't you do that in Eastern Europe?
Yeah, I never stayed with people though. I guess I took the train. I just went to different.
No, he hopped around Europe on a train, is what Kevin said.
Yeah, and it would stay in like different cities.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I did that. I didn't know what you meant by the train thing.
All right, well, that's enough on Baby Reindeer. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's good. I knew you'd like it.
It's just dark in London. That's all I can
ask. I do want to go to London very badly, though. It's like on the top of my list.
Well, it's America was born from the UK, and Dennis is having a child born soon.
And nice. Amadeus was somewhere probably from there.
So, Owen, do you have any questions for Dennis? I have a few just about his excitement level, his impending fatherhood. My first question for you, Dennis, is how long has Lisa been pregnant?
9 months. So,
yeah. Okay. That answers my question.
He's a healthy baby, it sounds like then.
That's a really good amount of time to have a baby. I'd say like 9 months.
Yeah, I heard. We were going to try this new thing, and she was going to do like a 2-year payment sort of plan thing.
With a firm?
Yeah, it was through a firm. Yeah. And basically, you slow down the baby's development growth, but they pay you like 15 bucks a month.
So it's half the cost. You're getting 15
bucks a month off. Yeah.
She's got to be pregnant a little bit longer.
Yeah, but who cares? Not me. So.
And for $12 extra a month, she can drink, right?
Yes, only if I let her drink out of my glass.
Okay.
So she can't have her own glass.
Dennis, what is your child's name?
Right now, the front runner is Eliza.
Oh, it's not official yet.
No, not until it's born.
You got to feel it out?
Yeah, what if it changes?
The other one is what, Fiona? Fiona really was the other one. You told me it was Fiona. That's the real one.
But I would never.
He doesn't want to do it on the podcast because he's going to change it. And him and Lisa already talked about this, and they don't want other people to know. So, okay. So Eliza is not the name.
Oh.
I think me and Kevin should guess what the real name is. No, it's
no. Not. Eliza is definitely the.
It's not. It's 98% okay. So the other 2% chance that's the actual baby's name. Kevin, what would you think is a front runner name for Dennis? First kid.
I want to hear
Fred. The other one is Ozzy. What's Ozzy's?
Yeah,
I want to hear you guys.
Oscar.
But I want to hear your real life because you can tell a lot by people by how they name their kids. So, what's your real life opinion of how I name my kids?
Dennis and Lisa have a formula for how they name their dogs, their kids. They like old school names. It doesn't have to, it just has to be a little bit outdated. Like, cause Dennis has an older name. I think that's where it stems from. So like they see like a name, like they don't want a name like Bryce or something that's a little more popular. They want a name. Like they obviously settled for Oscar and Fred. And then, but they don't want it to stop at that. They need a name that has a nice IE at the end. It can't be a Y at the end. Like they had a dog named Murray, but it was an M-U-R-R-I-E, I thought.
Dude, no. What? Yeah. If they spelled it that way.
R-Y.
Oh, no. It was no vowel, right?
M-U-R-R-Y.
Yeah, that was not normal.
M-U-R-R-Y is how you spelled it? Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a tech startup. Murray. Like take that's a name true. And remove the vowel. So yeah, that was different.
Murray? Is that how we're supposed to spell it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Forrest Gumpy.
So you liked it kind of you like the Y
that is true.
At the end, but to kind of tweak it a little bit. So
like I think I use AI a lot to help me with this baby at least. Because it didn't really exist with the other ones. But I'm like, give me really popular names. That aren't used anymore.
Jenny.
I think that's what it comes down to. Used as much.
Because he said Murray and then Jenna. It's got that IE sound at the end. My guess is Jenny, but it's not going to be Jennifer. No, is that too far off?
It's total opposite of that.
I would have thought something like Gretchen or something.
Gretchy.
Gretchy.
No. That's gonna make me fucking puke.
Greta, no, I like Eliza.
Greta Drellichan.
Lizzie.
Eliza Ellie. Makes sense. Ozzy. Ellie was Ellie. A friend. That's
actually Sarah's the, niece. The well, front runner my niece was too. Lisa really liked the name Eloise.
It's and then
name. Josephina, which I like Josephina too. But my sister-in-law's kid's name is Eloise. Too close.
I have a cousin named Kevin.
I know.
I don't know. So is the name, is that the name Fiona?
No, Eliza. Oh, I'm not trying to trip you. Fucking trying to Fiona trip
you
up.
Because you told me it was Fiona. You told me it was Fiona though the other day.
Well, that was Lisa. That's Lisa's not like Lisa would probably name it Fiona if I wasn't like you can't name it Shrek and Fiona.
I like Fiona. I think that's a good name. So you could let Lisa.
I like Lisa sold me on Eliza because Eliza Hamilton.
Oh, I agree. I like that.
Jesus Christ. The from that show or that movie or the play or whatever the play. Was.
Yes. God,
so
that you've seen.
I didn't pay attention to that. I couldn't.
All right, that's enough questions about Dennis's child.
Wait, one question. You had one question for him.
Can you rank my kid naming skills?
Yeah, I like it. I think you think outside the box.
It's not like.
No, and you don't try.
Bryson or. Yeah, I feel like all the names are like yeah. Adeline.
I agree. I think you think outside the box, but you don't. It's not something so weird. You'd like to have like there to be a nickname, so like you can be like Oscar, but you know there's a little more playful Ozzy. I don't think you ever call him Oscar, do you?
I do a lot more now.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, that's nice to have that option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I'd give it. I don't love where you end up all the time, but I like the thought. So 8.5 okay. out of 10.
That's so nice of you, Kevin. What a great way to say
Kevin,
that.
If you were naming a kid right now, and Owen, what would be your number one name?
I have one hard and fast rule. It's got to sound good with the stew at the end. So it can't be like, it's got to be K-Stew, B-Stew.
J-Stew.
It has to have like a
name any letter.
It has to, no, like you can't, it can't be like, like my mom's name is Celeste. It can't be C Stew. It's just like you can't have too soft. You can't.
How about Achoo?
Well, it's stew.
Oh yeah.
You chew. You chew.
You chew. Z Stew. I like that. Wait, Z Stew. T Stew.
It's got to have a hard. It's got to have a hard consonant at the beginning. So I would like a B Stew. D Stew would work.
Yeah, I guess M Stew doesn't.
Are we
really
gonna
work.
Are we gonna go through R every stew. Single letter in the alphabet, guys?
But I used to
you see what I'm saying, Dennis? I don't want any vowels in there. I want it to just be like a hard.
Okay, you got the first letter then. Now give me some more.
Okay, so
are you naming? Is it a boy or girl? If you
Kevin goes,
I would picture a kid. I would picture a boy. I had one in the back of my head the other day. I would name,
what's the kid's name that you're going to have, you and Megan?
Yeah. What's the due date? October?
Oh, you know what? My name was supposed to be Brett originally. I'll go with that. Brett. Beast Stew. Done. Lock it in.
Beep. Lock it in.
I kind of like Brett.
Yeah. Beast Stew.
Lock it in. I can't think. That's two on the spot. Owen's a great name, so.
Would you go Irish? To match Fogarty?
I would like to. I don't think Sarah would like to, though.
He would go Irish on the last name. He would give the kid a different last name. It'd be like he'd give him the first name. It'd be Owen O'Houlihan.
O'Malley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Owen is a good. Owen was in our like top 10, but I didn't name him that because of you.
Yeah, so. It's a bummer how many kids are named Owen now. I think we already covered this on the last podcast, yeah. But
it's a good name.
It was good. Now it's overdone. I feel like you, Kevin.
All right. You can't have a baby shower without a game. Are you guys ready for some pop culture baby shower trivia?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I've been studying.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
All oh, have you really?
Yeah.
This is the most obvious game. I have two games for us, so get ready. First one, baby shower trivia. You're playing for 100 Goo Goo Gagas. And I am going to describe either a movie, TV show, or song. And the first person to name it.
To name if it's a movie, TV show, or song? Or
no, so I'll start with the description, and then I'll give you a year. And then if you guys still don't get it, I'll give you what type it is. And... we'll just go from there.
Got it.
What's the, is there like, are they all baby themed or
thematically,
something?
Yeah, it's going to have something to do with a baby. Could be as simple as the word baby. And Owen, I know you're going to name out a thing right now. If you guess wrong right now before I ask the question, that's a negative.
How do you know? I was going to say baby geniuses.
You're going to lose a point.
Fuck, how did you know that I was about to?
Because I edit these podcasts. I know how your brain works.
I thought I was being so slick, too. I was like, they'll never know. I know that's the first movie he's picking.
All right, so let's start. It's just first person to name it. You guys have as many guesses as you want, so just as soon as I start the question, you can start shouting it out, okay? Rules clear?
K.
A teenage girl deals with an unplanned pregnancy and decides to give the baby up for
adoption. Juno.
Owen starts strong again with 100 goo goo gagas.
On my end, we were the same, but I guess.
Oh, no, my internet's tip top. Wow, okay. Owen always starts strong and then kind of falls apart. All right, Owen's in the lead with 100 goo goo gaga. A hit song about young love and heartbreak featuring catchy pop beats and a memorable chorus. All right, I'll continue. This song came out in 2010, our freshman year of college.
Baby, 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 Justin Bieber, baby.
Owen gets two.
Oh,
he's
my
up
God.
200.
Kevin, Kevin was one of the first Justin Bieber fans in the world.
Wait, can I tell you guys?
He found him so early. I remember. Sorry, go on, Kevin.
Ryan's going to kill me that I'm telling this story on pod, but I have this running joke now that's a bad joke. But I was walking out of Dick's and I saw a Guardians Shane Bieber jersey. You know Shane Bieber, he's like a pitcher for the Guardians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was walking out with Matt Stu and I was like, oh my God, Matt. I didn't acknowledge the jersey. I was like, Matt, you know what I want to get? I want to get a customized Guardians jersey for my love of Justin Bieber. And I'm like, can I do that like online? Like pay extra for like a customized Bieber jersey? And I want the number to be something like representative of both Justin and Haley. So I'm like, what are their ages? 30 and 27. So anyways, the long story short is I went online, I paid $50 extra, and I got a Justin Bieber jersey with the number 57 on the back.
So what happens when they turn a year older?
Kevin sent this in a text message.
Yeah. Oh, did I really?
Yeah, you already told us this story. Yeah. So I thought it was
going to be a laugh, though.
But
I,
what
know, I texted to you guys right after I left Dick's.
I was gonna say, is this? I thought something else was gonna happen, but
no. Damn it! All right, well, that's the first time it's recorded on pod. All right, next one. Damn it! All right, Ryan, again, a bust.
Did you try that on your trip?
Oh yeah, and people were high and still didn't laugh.
There's too much going on there. Like they get people get the joke right away. Right. It's like, all right, come on, get to it.
For me now, the joke is just that it's like an anti-joke. But
you bought the jersey already.
No, but I'm really close to. I figured out
Kevin,
the customization
don't
tool.
Buy it. Just because they're the 57 part, you got to think a little deeper on the number.
Like the Guardians are going to go to the World Series this year. Maybe
just say you bought it in that year. Yeah, I actually have a bet on them going to the World Series to win 1,000.
All right, let's continue. Wow. A sequel to a popular 90s sitcom, the series follows Riley Matthews, the daughter of Corey and Topanga.
Girl Meets World.
Dennis gets it. It was Girl Meets World.
Sequel.
The sequel.
What does that have to do with babies?
Well, Dennis is having a girl that's meeting this world.
I don't like it.
Well,
give him half
Boy
a point.
Have to
half
do with
a
babies?
Point.
What does
half
Boy Meets World have to do
point
with babies?
Have a point with Dennis. I don't know, because I knew Corey, and I was like, that's Boy Meets World, but I was like, that makes no sense.
Okay, 200 for Owen, 100 for Dennis. Next song. Shit.
Okay.
A rap song known for its catchy hook and rhythm, highlighting style and swagger. It's from 1990.
Baby Got Back.
Very close. I don't want to say any more. It's by a white guy.
Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, yes, Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Damn, Owen might be, this might be the first time Owen might beat me in a game. I gotta think.
Yeah, it's gonna get a little harder.
I'm locked in, baby.
All right, 300 to 100 in favor of Owen with the 300
goo goo gagas.
This is a popular animated series featuring a baby who is also a secret agent.
Baby Boss.
Boss Baby.
Boss Baby.
You said it wrong.
He said it wrong, but okay. First Give person to name Dennis. The voice Give of it. Boss Baby.
Alec Baldwin.
Okay. All right. Dennis gets it.
I've seen it like 100 times.
All right. I'll give you that one, Dennis, but that may come back to haunt you in the record books. All right. This next one's tricky.
That's where I lose it. I'm going to lose by one fucking thing, and it's going to be because I couldn't get Baby Boss.
Boss Baby.
Have you seen it?
No, never seen it. That's how good I am at this baby game. Dennis having a baby, I'm a little worried because he can't get any of these baby things right.
I should know these, man.
All right. 300 to 200, Owen's in the lead. This comedy series follows an Irish woman named Sharon and an American man named Rob. After a brief affair while Rob is visiting London on a business trip, unexpectedly find themselves navigating the challenges of parenthood and married life together.
Fuck.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? That you just
I'm not sure. What year?
Did you say cartoon though? It was
no.
Okay,
no.
Good. Okay.
It's on
Amazon. Don't give them away more. We aren't ready for things yet.
I have no. Is it?
It's that one guy that was really good at Twitter. He's really good at Twitter. Wasn't very good at stand up. I get half a point for this because Dennis can't get it really quick. I can't think of the fucking name of it. God damn it.
Isn't there a transgender person?
There's definitely some homosexuality. It was in 2015 to 2019. Come on, you guys are close. I know you're close.
I know something it. I know a. that I can't. I don't. I won't remember the name of it.
I know what you're talking
and
about.
I saw a lot of it.
I've seen a lot of it too. Great show. Another London show.
God, what is that called?
I don't know how to get you guys there.
Can you like sound it out?
No.
Or like do a rhyme to it?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe do that.
Something that like blah blah blah. Something like that.
Yeah, hit us with some of that. Blah blah blah.
Some goo goo talk. Come on.
Yeah, come on. Talk like the baby talk, baby.
All right. I'm breaking the word out into one single syllable within it, and it's the word trophy.
Wait,
or it's not a single syllable, but a single part of the word
catastrophe.
Okay, there we go.
Oh shit, okay.
That was not
I think
A. Yeah. Cause astrophy, probably. It's got some heart.
Yeah.
All right, I
good
believe
show.
Up
That's a good show.
It was
by
a good
way.
Show.
I haven't seen
I forgot about that.
It ran
you haven't
its
seen it, Dennis?
A little early. But
no, I know. I knew it had really good ratings, but it's just
that
not
lady.
My type of
that
show.
I like her as a. She's a good actor.
Sharon Horgan.
Yeah, okay. I like a lot of stuff that she's in. The one where the Irish sisters on HBO. I don't want to give it away, like Bad Sisters or something like that. That show is really fucking good, and it's only one series. So if you guys are looking for something.
All right. Owen's up 400 to 200.
Dennis has got two of them?
Yeah, he got Boss Baby and Girl Meets World.
Half a point for Boss Baby, but all right.
This is a joyful celebration of the birth of a daughter. That's obviously not enough, so I'll say it's a song.
Daughters by John Mayer?
Incorrect.
Ooh, that was a good guess.
Came out in 1976.
Can you give me a little more?
Do you want some more?
Yeah.
The artist of this song may or may not be blind.
Stevie Wonder.
I don't know any Stevie Wonder.
I don't see Stevie Wonder.
Wait, we might not know because all blind people are faking it. So Stevie's definitely faking it. Is it the other blind guy?
Why don't I hum the song for you?
Okay.
Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder sings that song?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Dennis is back in the running. 400 to 300.
No. Oh, yeah. 300.
No, I got 500.
No, you have 400.
No.
550. Give me 550. Dude, come on.
I'm surprised Owen doesn't have his phone out and just cheating, you know?
If he is,
well, Dennis has his big computer that he's got to type in things away on.
I like to imagine that Owen's trying to cheat, but he still can't quite get it.
He's while you're humming, he's like, wait,
yeah, I have sound Shazam up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hum it one more time. Okay.
Wait, do you use SoundHound still, Dennis?
Yeah, SoundHound. I actually just used it today. Uh-oh. I was watching Despicable Me 3.
So you have to go find the app and open it to do it?
Yeah.
Siri, you know, if you just ask, you just say, hey, Siri, what song is this? Or just hold it and say, what song is this?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You could delete SoundHound. You could get rid of one more app.
I'm going to send you guys a song from Despicable Me 3. Trey Parker is one of the voices of the bad guys, and he sings a song with Pharrell. And this song is so fucking good.
I believe it. I mean, the Book of Mormon was so good, and the songs from like Team America are great. Like the guys.
It reminds me of what's that? I Can't Sleep If I'm Laid to Rest by the Highway or whatever.
Oh,
it's like
sweet.
The same vibe as that. It's like a punk, indie punk song.
That's how that new Gambino song is, and it's sick. It's
I gotta listen to
it. Yeah, it's really good. Okay, next one. 400 to 300. Owen's up. A one-night stand results in an unexpected pregnancy.
Up.
Dennis is back in. 400 to 400. This is where it always comes.
Don't do this to me. I had Baby Boss.
I just watched Knocked Up when I went to Florida. I took an edible, and it was a very enjoyable movie.
I'm waiting for there's a movie that I know you got to say, and I'm like, I have it ready. This is like... Born to Run. This was like Born to Run. I have it ready.
Dennis, for Owen's confidence, can I just tell him to completely erase that from his mind? Because whatever you're thinking is not in this. So focus on the question at hand.
Kevin, I've been doing amazing.
Okay, I'm just saying, focus on the question at hand.
I got 400 Goo Goo Gagas. I don't think I've ever had that many in my life. So yeah. I feel good about myself.
He's already counting his money.
Okay. A heartfelt rock ballad that reflects on the emotions and hopes of becoming a father for the first time, expressing his excitement and commitment to embracing fatherhood with open arms.
With
arms wide open, Creed. Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Dennis sang it at the
he
same
didn't
time Owen
say
said
it, though.
It. I'm going to give it to Owen. He was
I gave the whole thing Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Arms Wide Open.
Oh, Owen gets it.
That's like that's the same thing as humming a song.
You
want to
get technical?
Okay, well I said Baby Boss, Baby Boss.
I know.
And it didn't go.
All right, we're even then.
You were still figuring it out, Dennis. Okay. Owen, wow.
That's really about a baby though. That I thought that was God. About him going to God. It's like I'll show you everything. I thought God was saying that to Creed.
Welcome to this place. I thought that was God too. I'll show you like he's in heaven.
Yeah, God.
Some might say those are the same things. Okay. Owen in unprecedented territory. He's up fourth quarter. He's just got to nail one more and he is home free. This is an animated television series that follows the adventures of a group of toddlers. They navigate the world.
Rugrats.
No,
it's not that. It's Melon.
It's Coco Rugrats, Melon. 1991.
Oh. No, Owen, you've never seen Coco Melon the way you just said that.
You guys are tied. But luckily, I have a bonus question, tiebreaker prepared.
I thought you were going to say, luckily, I have a boner. You guys are tied.
All this baby talk got Kevy hard again.
All right.
Fucking hit us. Hit us hard.
All right. For all the marbles, you guys are tied. 500 to 500 Goo Goo Gagas. This has never happened before. Owen wants this first win so bad. Dennis
He's going to give
pretty.
Dennis this easy movie. Because
oh, yeah.
It's
no
always
matter,
fucking
it, this
movies.
This is Owen's caveat.
These crazy
if
movies
I win,
that only Dennis has seen.
Rugrats.
Okay. Ready? In the show Rugrats, what is the name of Tommy's brother?
Dilt!
That's not the question. Is that seriously the question?
Dill Pickle, baby.
You were supposed to say his dad when his dad was a baby and he was Stewie and he's in the diaper.
That's what you were supposed to say.
That's what it was going through my mind. That's what the question was going to be. What was the name?
Owen's problem. He's trying to guess what you're saying.
He's trying to guess before I guess it. Yeah.
He gets lost in the answer of his made up question.
Look, guys, it's bullshit. He didn't bring up the movie Baby Driver at all. I don't know why you didn't bring up Baby Driver. A great movie. I would have gotten right away.
All right. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
You should have just let him say Baby Driver at the start, Kevin.
All right. I'm going to go to the bathroom. And then we'll get into Dennis's well wishes from his friends and family.
Two rugrat questions. That's too much. God damn.
And you know what? The Creed thing made it even. So.
No, it didn't make it even. No, it didn't make it even. Because you got Baby Boss. What is the... Is it Boss Baby? It's Boss Baby. Baby Boss sounds bad.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
Not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. We just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin,
any
go?
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, a new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.